Okay, thanks, Suzanne.
This is the April 20th meeting of Senate Transportation Committee. It's 2:10, and we have present Senator Lincoln, co-chairs Cowdery and Wagner, and Senator Terrio. And the only item we have in front of us today is Senate Bill 384, and that's a CS. And we have an amendment to be offered, and that's before you. Basically, what that does is a little bit of wordsmithing we talked about the last meeting. And if there's any questions, we can go over that. Senator Calvin.
You want to introduce the amendment?
If you would, please.
Yeah, I'd like to introduce amendment number one to the Senate Bill 384, the committee substitute for Senate Bill 384 for discussion purposes.
Is there an objection for discussion purposes? No objection, then we'll...
Could you explain the amendment?
Basically, the amendment is just some wordsmithing. Some people last time had a little bit of problem with the last sentence in the CS, and this fixes their concerns. And one of the major concerns was where this amendment says where technically, economically, environmentally feasible follow the railroad. In other words, there may be some places along that route, if that route is ever selected, where the railroad wouldn't be the best route to lay a pipeline in, so you may have to deviate from time to time from that route. That's basically about all there is. Do we have anybody online?
I'm still waiting for Mr. Hines to call back in.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Mary Jackson. I'm staff to Senator Wagner, co-chair. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Mr. Hines was going to be online to answer any questions, should you find any. I can tell you that I have spoke with both he and Steve Porter this morning. They both have had this language. And I apologize, the CS, we really thought it would be here by now, that encompassed, embraced this language. So we put it out in an amendment form. But the good news is, of course, it'll be really quick to turn over to a final CS. So. And the only other thing, Mr. Chairman, is to let you know that at the last meeting, there was also some slight conversation about a fiscal note, and there is a representative here from the department to speak to that.
Oh, okay. Please.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Landa Bailey. I am legislative liaison and special assistant to Commissioner Corbis at the Alaska Department of Revenue. Mr. Porter called this morning and left me a voicemail asking me if I could fill in for him today. He at one time thought his schedule would permit him to testify today as to the fiscal note. His message was, please attend the meeting, let the chair and the members know that he's reviewed language and he expects to have a fiscal note prepared and transmitted to the governor's office this evening, and it will be drafted according to this language that he anticipates a zero fiscal note.
All right. And that can, if we pass this out and up to Labor and Commerce, then that can be
it'll follow it.
Followed up there. Thank you very much. Any questions?
I'd just comment. I think this answers the questions that we raised the other day about farewell. So I see we have Harold Hines on, but I don't know if he has any comments. Or
Harold, did you want to comment, or are you just on to answer questions?
Mr. Chairman, this is Harold Hines. I'm on to answer questions, but in response to it, I have had a chance to review the language. I have had a chance to talk to Steve Porter about the fiscal note. And I agree with him that it should be drafted as a zero fiscal note. I don't see any problem in the language at all as it's written now.
Thank you, Harold. Any questions of Mr. Hines? No questions? Okay. Pleasure of the committee. Senator Lincoln?
I just wanted to note, because you hadn't mentioned it, but as the amendment is redrafted, that it changed the title as well by taking out a portion of, and I just wanted that to be noted on the record, too.
Okay. And
additional discussion?
I'd like to move
Senator Cowdery.
Senate Bill 384 as amended, or committee substitute for 384 as, with the amendment number one, and hopefully get drafted into the main body of the bill, forward to the next committee of referral. Ask for unanimous consent to the original recommendation.
Any objections? Hearing no objections, so ordered. We'll adjourn the meeting.